and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
I was really excited and proud of myself. I don't really venture out and try new things very often. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like I might be a little bit of a creature of habit.
Yes.
Like I know the foods I like, mm-hmm. and I make the foods I like. I know the candy I like, and I get the candy I like.
Right.
I know the ice cream I like, and I eat the ice cream I like.
Okay, so you're boring.
Not as boring as Dave.
That's true.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to his vacation.
He's Captain Boring.
Holy goodness. He's posting, actually, San Antonio is kicking David out because they feel that he's making their whole city look bad.
I almost fell asleep watching his story last night. I almost unfollowed him.
It is the worst. It truly is the worst. And if he hears the first 30 seconds of the podcast, that's what he's going to hear today. Anyway, so I was venturing out last night. My mom was telling me, hey, you got to try this. You're going to love this, right? Because, again, my mom is living with us for a minute. I tried for the first time in my life Nutella.
You haven't had that yet?
Never had it because it's too expensive.
Brandon, yeah, they don't have great value Nutella, do they?
They do now.
Nuh-uh.
They do now. So but I knew if I took that home, my mother would probably disown me.
Yes.
And she would tell me it tastes different because my mother is a name brand person.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, where did you get this? I'm like, I get this based on the bank. You want to know where I get it? I mean, I get that you want all the real
Mom,
stuff.
Mom, it's all I can get.
But for me, if I want to have something that tastes kind of like right. that, I'm getting the generic one.
So what'd you put? Did you just eat it straight out of the jar?
Man.
Or because here's the thing. You can put it on anything. It makes anything taste good. Or you can just eat it right out of the jar.
Yeah, and that's what Kai started to do because he had never had it either. We had deprived my child of that, I guess. And now that he's found it, he wants it on everything.
It's good.
And sometimes he just, hey, can I just get a spoonful before bed, Mom?
You can even put it on fruit, crackers, graham crackers. Yeah.
We did do the graham cracker thing. On strawberries?
Yep, try it.
I put it in a protein shake, too, because I was out of peanut butter. So
that's good.
It's pretty good. Do you call it Nutella or Nutella?
I think it depends on the day.
No, what is it though?
I think it's Nutella.
Nutella.
Yes.
So I said it right. I tried it for the first time. I was so impressed with myself. But then I realized how much it costs and I'm probably never going to buy it again. But Kai had eaten all of Mom's. I'm like, I guess I have to pay her back.
Well, they have that big jar of it too you can get.
Right. And that's
it's
what I got.
It's a massive jar.
Yeah, it's like, what is it?
It'll be gone in 2 days.
$8 or $9.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive.
It kills you, doesn't it?
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't pay you that much for a steak.
Gosh.
Don't you all want to be married to me right now?
Yeah.
Hey, on this day on K-Fine, back in 2001, Toby Keith had the number one song on the radio station.
You shouldn't kiss me like this, unless you mean it like that, because I'll just close my eyes and I won't know.
Toby Keith.
And around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends.
Is that all the hook?
When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again.
Number one on K-Fine on this day, back in 2001, it's Toby Keith.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Golly, stupid Siri is going and it's making me go away from me. It's going to look up everything I say. It's go away.
You keep summoning her.
I don't even know what's happening. Have you done anything with March Madness?
No.
Like a bracket?
It might be the first year I haven't.
So they intimidate me, the whole idea behind it, because I don't watch enough basketball to have any idea what's going on. And I don't want to look like a big tool.
Yeah. You don't want to be the one that's like at the bottom of the list for loser.
Right.
Right.
Like the ultimate loser.
Like last year.
Out in the first game and all that stuff. They say the odds of a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Oh, my goodness.
17 zeros right there for the perfect bracket, which is crazy to me. They say that there's probably about 23 to 25% of the people who are going to be watching March Madness games at some point, at least mm-hmm. one game. And I noticed last night they were all over TV.
They were.
And I was intimidated to even go by there. Because if I can't tell you where the college is, I don't think I should watch the basketball game.
Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, if I can't tell you what state, I can't even, I mean, maybe
that's
the city.
The majority of them.
But I'm like, well, where is that one? And mm-hmm. I have to look it up.
So I'm going to pop quiz you right now over the teams and where they're located.
That's fine. Do you want to get ready?
No.
You quiz me.
That could be funny.
And I'll just guess. Because again, I don't know. Like USC, I don't know if that's Southern California or if that's South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it?
I don't know.
Well, so don't quiz me if you don't know.
Yeah, no, I want to quiz you because I don't know.
No, because you're going to make me look stupid.
Of course.
That's not a good way to play this game. But March Madness is happening. Many people are trying to watch it at work. I caught people in our office who were supposed to be, you know, being productive. But if there's a giant television over there and it's like 55 inches.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
I don't think that's a great way to get productivity at the workplace. But it is time for March Madness. So I'll let you quiz me coming up.
Okay.
I'll give you 3 minutes to put together a quiz.
Gotcha.
And I'll have to guess the state or this. I know the state, right? Not the city.
Just the state.
I'll just guess the state.
Yes.
What do I get if I win?
Bragging rights? I don't know.
It's not good enough.
You get to not look uneducated.
That's not good enough either because I look stupid every day on the radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
March Madness is happening. It kicked off and people are going crazy. There's games all the time. People are not working. They're probably not going to do much this weekend but watch basketball.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people are all into that. I admit it. I confessed I was a little bit intimidated to fill out a bracket. And the reason being is because I don't know what teams are good and I don't know where they are in the country.
So I decided to take him up on that offer to see if he's serious. And what I'm going to do, we're going to play an edition of Brandon Baxter Knows Sports.
That sounds like a very fun game. All right. So we're going to play this live. And if I sound stupid, I sound stupid.
Okay.
Let's say this. How many do you have? How many questions?
There's going to be six.
Six questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's say if I get three of them right, you go and buy me a coffee. If I get five of them right, you buy me a hamburger. And if I get six of them right.
At 6:30 in the morning?
You get me a steak.
Okay. Right? Okay.
So three is a coffee.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
Is that what I said?
Three a coffee.
No,
four
a coffee.
Oh. Okay.
Four a coffee, five a hamburger. Six is a steak.
That's so weird. All right. Okay.
Do you feel pretty confident I won't get them all?
There's a few that, yeah, maybe.
Ain't going to happen.
We'll see.
Right. So here we go. Well, I'll show you guys that I do know sports right now. I will not embarrass my wife because she would probably be embarrassed.
Is that why we're doing it this early?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the school and you have to tell me what state it's in.
Okay.
Okay. Question number one for Brandon Knows Sports. Where is Belmont?
The Belmont Stakes is something for horse racing. I would say it's in Kentucky. That's not correct.
No, it's Tennessee.
That's right next to Kentucky.
Yeah, right next. Okay, how about question number two? Where is Temple?
Temple. That's in Texas.
No.
That's in Texas.
No.
Temple, Texas is a
no.
Temple, Texas is a
it's
city.
It's the school.
Where
Angel.
Is Temple?
It's the school. Pennsylvania.
Temple? I knew that too.
All right, number three. Where is Liberty University?
Liberty. Oh, I know that one. I know it
100%. I already know what you're going to say.
I know.
It's not.
It's not Pennsylvania. I know that. I know it's not that because it's in Virginia.
Hey, okay. Okay, you got
because
one.
Because my sister-in-law went there.
Okay.
She went there.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Yeah. Question number four. Where is Murray State?
That's in Kentucky.
Oh, hey.
Oh, my gosh. I have two right.
You do. You have to get two more to get anything.
Okay.
Where is Yale?
Ah, you stupid.
It's one of those ones we should know.
Yale. That's in Maryland.
Connecticut.
That's close enough. I knew it was on the East
Coast. All right,
so
how many do you have right? Two.
Seven.
No, you can't even get anything now, but I'm going to let you go for this last one. And okay. I don't... Everybody says this different. Everyone.
Okay.
Where is this school? Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. That would be somewhere... Is it in this country? Can you give me that hint?
Yeah, it's in the country.
Well, I didn't know. It sounds like it might be a foreign country.
No.
It's not a foreign country.
No. Nope.
That's
this
stupid.
Is the NCAA.
That is stupid. That is so stupid, and I knew that. Gonzaga is in Michigan. Son of a
Washington.
I knew that.
Yeah. So there's our new game called Brandon Maybe Does Not Know Sports.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Kylie Jenner, who was named the youngest ever self-made billionaire. Remember that?
Yep.
So the story is she got that title. Some people freaked out and says, oh my gosh, she wasn't self-made, her family, blah, 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 blah. But she has come back to say that she is self-made and that when you really look at everything, nobody gave her any money to get started. Like, her family didn't put money in that bank account. That is all her money that she has truly gone out and earned. So she's fighting back. For those people who are saying that she's not a self-made billionaire, also, she was talking about baby Stormy, and she says Stormy will not be appearing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Hmm. And she's not going to force her into that until Stormy can make that decision on her own. So, kind of cool stuff from Kylie Jenner.
Gotcha Gossip on Cardi B. So, there's this catchphrase she uses all the time, and I'm going to spell it, and I want everyone to try it.
Okay.
O-K-U-R-R.
I've heard her do it.
I can't roll my R, so I'm not going to try to do it.
No, go ahead, try. No, then I'll try.
No.
Oh, do you try it again?
I can't. I can't roll my... No, it's different. It's different. There's people yelling at me right now. But she attempted to explain the meaning of it back on Jimmy Fallon a long time ago.
I saw that.
Okay. But she was also in a Super Bowl commercial for Pepsi with several celebrities trying to imitate her, like Steve Carell and Lil Jon and all that. But the saying is everywhere. Even the Kardashians say it. But she went as far as to submit an application to trademark the saying that she does all the time, because she wants to use it on merchandise, she wants to use it on apparel, on paper goods. She don't want anybody else to have it. So now she has a lawyer, and now she's in the process of getting that trademarked where it's hers.
That makes sense, though.
It kind of does.
Because that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, so everyone, keep practicing.
Oh. Is that not how it goes?
No, she rolls her R's. And it's
that's
really
what I'm
funny.
Trying to do.
I just can't do it.
How do you roll your R's?
I can't. I don't know how to. Something like that.
I really can't do it.
Yeah, neither of us can do it.
Give me another R word that I can roll. Burrito. Did I almost do it there? Burrito.
No, that wasn't it at all.
No?
Yeah. I think we should
just
move on.
Can we just erase this entire hour from everyone's memories, please? Because I've sounded like an idiot the entire time.
You can hear him again on the podcast later this
afternoon. No, don't listen to the podcast.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so I found audio of Cardi B teaching Jimmy Fallon her catchphrase.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. But we can't do it because we can't roll our R's.
Do it again.
I can't quit. You're just trying to. You have felt dumb the whole morning, right. So you're trying to make it where I feel dumb now too, and I'm not going to do it. You try it again,
Kelly. I felt dumb my whole life. All right, so here goes again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's just no roll there.
Have to roll?
Yes, because she rolls it.
What if I trademark it without the roll?
No, you
ain't
can't.
Work?
No.
All right, so here's what it sounds like when Cardi B does it. It's almost like a cat's meowing.
It's like a pigeon.
A pigeon and a cat.
Yeah.
So it's a combination.
But with patience and a bit of practice, anyone can learn to roll their R's.
I don't believe that's the case.
But it's a misconception that some people are destined to roll their R's over others. So basically, you're just supposed to practice.
Where are you getting this information?
Oh, the internet.
So the internet's telling you that everybody can do this.
Everyone can do it, that it's not genetic.
If you are awake right now and you can do that, I want you on the phone right now because I want to hear it and I want advice on how we can do it.
How we can do it, yeah.
Because it's not just can you do it. I want to know what I need to do with my tongue to practice. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346. Call us up.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I love our audience because it's very diverse. And when we say, hey, can anybody roll your R's like Cardi B? The phone lines light up.
I love it.
That blows my mind because I would think like maybe if I said, hey, can anybody roll your R's like Toby Keith? But no, man. People know Cardi B as well. Here's Cardi B doing okur.
That's good, Brandon.
Stop doing that. That's Cardi. So what we realized is that Kelly and I can't do that, and we want to know who can do it and who can tell us how to do it. Because I want to be able to do it. I want to be able to embarrass my son when I go out in public by doing,
okay. By doing, yeah, cool catchphrases.
So let's go to the phones. That sounds dumb. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Brady Swaite.
What's up, Brady? What are you doing this morning?
On my way to work.
Where are you from?
Wynn, Arkansas.
Oh, the city with a smile.
All right, Brady. Yes, can you do the whole Cardi B O'Kerr thing?
I can try.
Yeah, let me hear it. Let me see if you can do it better than me.
He what? Can do it. Is there a pigeon in there?
How do you do that?
I've been around. My family's from Mexico, so it's just...
Oh, the language helps.
So my family's from Texas, and I have no chance of doing that, I don't think. Give me another word that you can roll your R's in. Like, what are some other words that where the R's roll?
Arriba.
Do arriba.
Arriba.
See, he can do it.
Arriba.
Arriba.
I don't understand, like, the physical part, like, of how I'm supposed to use my tongue to do that.
Yeah.
What about burrito?
Burrito.
See, he's good at it.
Dude, I want to be able to do that. I'm going to try to learn it, okay?
All right.
All right, you check back in with this in a couple weeks and we'll
teach everyone in Wynn how to do it.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good day and a good weekend.
See you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just about 7 o'clock. It's Friday morning. We are extremely late for a Friday morning. To most people, that doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get all this stuff in, and then we have to do birthdays coming up.
Yeah.
How are we going to make it all work?
We can do it.
It's going to be magic.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
A 45-year-old guy who goes by the name Mr. Perfect got a little too intoxicated and started insulting a woman at a trailer park close to Tampa, Florida.
Huh.
It's not clear if they are involved romantically, but she was in the middle of making pancakes.
Oh.
Well, he threw a bowl filled with pancake batter at her. Okay. Luckily, the bowl missed her, but it shattered, and some of the batter got in her hair, on her clothes, and the cops came and arrested him for battery.
Yeah. So, no, not battery.
Right. So he threw batter and got arrested for battery.
You got to watch out for flying batter.
I know. But the guy's real name is Dwayne, and he couldn't cover his bond, and he's still in jail. And it turns out this isn't the first time he's been in jail for throwing food. Apparently, he threw a gallon of ice cream at a girlfriend and got arrested for it a few years ago.
Wow.
I know. But all of this cooking pancakes makes me think of a funny fact about my dog.
Oh, really?
Guess what my dog loves to eat for breakfast?
Ooh, I have no idea. What does your dog love to eat for breakfast?
Poached eggs.
We did that bit for that.
Happy Friday. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon and Kelly.
Yeah, I don't have an R.
So, yeah.
Perry, I guess I could say Kelly.
We just can't do the deal.
We can't do it.
So Cardi B has O'Kerr, but she does it where her R's are rolling, and it sounds really cool. I'm going to go back and play it again for people who are just now waking up. This is Cardi B doing O'Kerr. She wants to trademark this right now. All right, so that's what she does. For us, we can't do it, and we've been talking to people this morning who maybe can teach us how to do it.
Yes.
Because we are incapable of rolling our R's. Mm-hmm. Try one more time, Kelly.
I can't even try.
I'm going to try my best, okay? No jokes.
Okay.
Okay.
You just closed your eyes and really tried. That was weird. Does closing your eyes help?
I think it did help.
Okay. I don't know.
Did it sound like I was closer?
No.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Where are you from?
I'm originally from South Africa, but I live here in Arkansas, Twist.
Oh, so man. He really likes listening to us.
Yeah. All right. Let us hear you roll your R's, man. Let me hear it.
Okay. First thing of all, in South Africa, everybody rolls their R's. With basically every word that has an R in it, you roll it. Either in Afrikaans or in English, it's you roll your R.
You've been able to roll your R's a long time.
Yeah, since I basically could start talking. It's part of our language.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Because it sounds cool. So do you know how to do the Cardi B O'Kerr?
O'Kerr?
See, he's... This is two for two, Brandon.
I feel very untalented.
Me too.
Today. What are some other words that we could roll our R's in?
You know, when a lion roars.
Yes.
And you get, when you're younger, they teach you how to really say roar. So you'll probably do it like roar.
Ooh.
Wow. That's
a good one to start with. All right. I'm going to work on this legit because
all
I've never been able to
We're
going to
practice.
I'm going to drive my wife and my son absolutely insane.
Well, good luck with that. It's actually easy, but practice makes perfect.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to us this morning, man, and have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays. Here we go. Weekend birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Ooh,
happy birthday to you.
Sports. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Friday, March 22nd of 2019. Local birthdays. Local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Ryan Shelton of Jonesboro. April Firestone has a birthday today. Linda Brown of Jonesboro and Gene Owens from Wynn all celebrating birthdays today. All right, celebrating tomorrow, Jennifer Dunn of Jonesboro, Jerry Shipman from Manila. Donna Huggins of Wynn has a birthday tomorrow. Missy Hutchinson of Jonesboro celebrates. How about this one? This is cool. Dora Huffstedler of Pocahontas turns 72 tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
And she actually owns Dora's Cafe, so we'll have to stop by and check that out.
Yeah.
Also tomorrow, happy birthday to Rob Taylor.
Happy birthday.
Elite Men's Health, State Farm. Guess who went by Elite yesterday?
The guy I'm looking at right now.
It's me, it's me. It's Double B. Mm-mm. Working on my tea.
No.
After I'm done with the Elite Men's Health, I'll be double T as well. Celebrating on Sunday, we have Norma Faye King Jonesboro. Brandy Hankins
happy
of Jonesboro birthday. Celebrates on Sunday. Mindy Davis Moss from Jonesboro and Chuck Carter from Wynn has a birthday on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Today, J.J. Watt is 30. He plays for the Houston Texans. He's the guy that raised over $37 million for hurricane relief.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Constance Wu is 37. Reese Witherspoon is 43. Love her. Kelly Williams is 43. That was Laura Winslow on Family Matters.
Yep.
Let's see. William Shatner is 88 today. Captain James Kirk. And on Saturday, Kyrie Irving is 27, Celtics point guard. Brett Young is going to be 38 on Saturday.
Ooh, happy birthday, Brett Young.
We can just stay here in this minute, lose our track of time. Let the world be known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight, because I want to get wrapped up.
Happy birthday to Brett Young, who celebrates coming up tomorrow.
And Brandon, let me tell you why it's a great day tomorrow, because it's also Brett Eldridge's birthday.
Oh, no.
He's going to be 33.
Brett Eldridge.
I wanna be that song that gets you
he was
high,
nice.
Makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody, rewind years, won't disappear.
We'll do more Brett Eldridge in a second, because I know you want me to play more.
Yes. Carrie Russell is 43. She's on The Americans and was in Felicity.
And I first saw her on Married with Children. She was a girlfriend of Bud Bundy, and I thought that is the prettiest girl ever because she had cool hair.
Yes. John Wayne Bobbitt is 52.
Oh, is that Sherry Bobbitt? Any relation to Sherry Bobbitt?
You know what? I don't think it is a relation.
No,
I think
he's
it's
not.
A different Bobbitt.
Not the same Bobbitt.
I think he's known for something different.
No, no.
Yeah.
So he doesn't measure up to the Sherry Bobbitt family?
I'm going to say no.
Doesn't measure
no,
up. Gotcha. Not. John Wayne Bobbitt.
On Sunday, Peyton Manning is 43. Allison Hannigan is 45. She's Lily on How I Met Your Mother.
And this one time?
When I went to Van Camp.
At Van Camp?
Jim Parsons is 46. That's Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory. And The Undertaker is 54.
I wrestled The Undertaker at the Mid-South Coliseum. It was the Undertaker and Pallbearer and the urn and the gong hit and the lights dropped down and I was in the middle of the ring waiting on the Undertaker.
That's awesome, and I would have been scared.
And he beat me. He gave me the tombstone pile driver, put me in a body bag, and they carried me out of the Coliseum.
Were you claustrophobic?
Scared to death. That's a true story. And again, just for Kelly, Brett Eldridge has a birthday tomorrow. He turns 33, so I thought we'd give her the chance to hear some more Brett Eldridge.
Because I can see you move a little closer. Girl, I got to get to know you. Everything about you makes me want you. Know what you're doing, baby, don't you?
Brett Eldridge has a birthday tomorrow.
I woke up still drunk on your love.
Are you a real fan? Do you remember him playing a show for us at the Brick House, Attention Members and Guests?
I do, but I was not there, and I'm so sad.
It was a really cool concert, a K-Fine concert downtown.
You got soul and you know how to use it. Put your hand on my hip, cause you know that I'll lose it. You got my heart racing like there's nothing to it. Falling in love to the beat of the music.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Ryan Shelton, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Maren Morris was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and he was interviewing her, and she admitted to being rejected on both The Voice and American Idol before getting her big break.
Wow,
right?
That's crazy.
So a caller on the show even asked, how crazy is it that you were rejected by both American Idol and The Voice, but both shows have contestants covering your songs? Because that's got to be pretty surreal. She said everyone was shocked, and Maren responded, oh yeah, that's not even it. I was rejected also from America's Got Talent.
Really?
Yeah. So people are now covering her songs for their auditions. So that's got to be a huge turnaround from getting rejected to people are singing your stuff to try to get on the show.
Right. Because it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not good.
Right.
I mean, and her album, again, we both have
it's
been listening
so
to it.
So good. You have to download it.
I don't listen to many albums all the way through. Mm-hmm. I just really don't.
You
Casey
pick
Musgraves.
Certain songs, right.
Eric Church, I did that. But that's kind of, I mean, it's a very small list of albums I can enjoy.
Right.
All the way through.
And this is one of them. And one of our favorite songs right now is called The Feels.
I need a minute, cause boy, you're giving me that. Feels like to take a little bubbles in a bottle of cheap champagne. And it feels like I'm getting into trouble, but
I love the song All My Favorite People with Brothers Osborne.
Yes.
My mother's favorite is Common, the one with Brandi Carlile.
They're all good, I'm telling you.
God, it really is a good album, so you might want to check that out. Hey, speaking of great albums, Luke Combs is red hot right now, and he's talking about the difference in him now compared to what he was like before fame, like when he was in college. And he says, guess what? He's the same dude.
Good.
Just because he has a couple of songs on the radio doesn't mean he doesn't have to clean out the cat's litter box. He still goes to the store, and yes, people know him and stuff like that, but he feels like he's the same guy. He just has nicer boots, which I thought was kind of a funny deal.
Yeah.
Hey, there's also, we got an email this morning with audio of the new Brooks & Dunn album. You know, Brooks & Dunn has the reboot album coming out, and they have the song with Brett Young, right? And the song is called Ain't Nothing About You. It's the Brooks & Dunn classic, as done by Brooks & Dunn with Brett Young. This is what it sounds like.
I thought that love was something that could never work. Never knew that I could feel this much, but this yearning in the deep part of my heart for her is more than a reaction to her touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough the way she looks. She laughs, the way she loves with all she has. There ain't nothing about her that don't do something for me.
It's Brett Young and Brooks & Dunn.
Her kiss, her cry, the way
way she moves when she walks by, there ain't nothing about her.
Looking forward to this album.
It's going
to
be good.
It's called Reboot. If you want to check out that entire song, it's up today on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's an instant winter weekend on K-Fine. We have tickets and pit passes to go to next Saturday's Traxxas Monster Truck Tour. The Big Monster Trucks, First National Bank Arena on Saturday. Like, comment, and share on Facebook for the chance to win. And you can do that starting right now.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Have you taken the Florida Man Challenge yet?
No, what are you talking about?
There's a thing on social, and I couldn't figure it out at first. I'm like, what is everybody talking about? But essentially, you go to Google.
Okay.
And you type in Florida Man and then your birthday. Hit enter, and you look for the news story. Because essentially, every time we have crazy news stories, about 90% come from Florida.
I know. It's weird.
And you've said that to me for a long time. She's like, why do so many of these crazy things happen in Florida? So the idea is if we all go to Google, I'll go on my phone right now.
Do we put hashtag or just Florida man?
No, you're going to Google. So just Florida space man, and I'll do April 21. Okay.
Okay. Are you putting your year?
No. So now there's so many people now doing the Florida man story thing. So you're going to have to look past that.
Okay.
Let's see here. The Florida man challenge. Okay. Here's what mine is. Florida man found guilty of killing four with machete.
Dang.
I'm afraid to click on it.
Mine is Florida man accused of double slaying denied bail screams in court.
Oh my goodness. Isn't that wild? So again, we can all do this today and share these today if you would like to. Hmm. So again, you go to Google, Florida man, and then your birth date. All right. Okay. And then the hashtag, if you want to use it on social media, is hashtag Florida man challenge. You can also tag us on social media because we'll be there. We can see those as well. If you want to tag us, you can always use the hashtag BBITM, which is Brandon Baxter in the morning, or tag us directly, Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're still messing around with the Florida Man Challenge, right? So you guys can do this today. It's one of those mindless type deals. Go to Google, type in Florida Man, and then your birth date. So we did ours already, and I was going to do my wife to see what hers comes up. So hers would be Florida Man, June 27. And this says, Florida Man was standing in the fire chanting before arrest.
So, I did my husband's, and it says, Florida man charged with grandmother's death. Deputies say her bed was filled with maggots.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
And again, mine was, so Florida man, April 21st is mine, and mine was Florida man found guilty of killing four with machete. Oh. So the headlines are interesting if you want to do this Florida man challenge, and again, you can use the hashtag Florida man challenge.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you were on my social media last night, I got a little social media happy. Did you notice?
I did. And I didn't text you because I knew it'd give you a complex.
Because what?
You like, posted a lot. And I was like, gosh.
Stop posting. Like, man. You're annoying me. I posted because it was Booger's birthday yesterday. And Booger was my partner on Kiss FM for a long time. And a lot of people remember those days fondly. And we were in a text exchange. And I thought, I'm going to find some cool old photos of me and the Boog. And, you know, this is probably time frame wise 05, 06, 07, 08, right? But a lot of people, you know, that was a minute ago.
I listened back then.
And you listened. And there were a lot of people who have told us over the years, I listened when it was you and Booger. So I was going through the old photos. And I actually posted some on my Insta story that I had never posted before. And my wife was kind of surprised that I posted them because they weren't perfect photos. Right.
That's exactly what I thought.
Like the one where you can just tell what kind of a look was I making in the one where I'm doing peace? Booger's showing off his Keith Urban tattoo, his monkey tattoo. I'm doing peace.
Let's see.
I have holy jeans.
Oh, wow.
Sandals. No muscle tone whatsoever. I'm just flesh.
I don't think
skinnier
you're just
flesh. I'm skinnier flesh because at one point I was just fatter flesh. This is skinnier.
He does have he's more tan than you.
Yeah, so that's when we let him go.
I will say that your hairline looks better than his hairline.
Thank you very much.
Maybe it's because yours is shaved and his isn't.
He should have shaved his a long time ago. But did you realize that in the most recent photo that we took, like right around the holidays, he has shaved his head?
Did he? Yeah, he did, didn't he?
He kind of wants to look like me, I guess. Anyway, I posted that stuff. But then I was going back through some other stuff, and Leslie and I were reminiscing because there's a photo of myself and Booger and Yvette. We were outside of the Convocation Center at the time. I'm thinking that was a concert like maybe Ashley Simpson or the All-American Rejects. I don't know what it was. But Leslie was like, oh, that brings back so many memories. That's when I first remember, you know, she first remembers me looking kind of like that from that time frame. And then I started thinking about all the stories of me in the book, and I thought about the motorcycle stories. And then I tried to show Kai what my motorcycle looked like.
I remember the motorcycle stories.
Oh my gosh. Some of the funniest stories you could possibly tell, because he was not very good at it. And he was trying to impress one person one time. We were turning off on KIT Road, and he had had a crush on somebody who worked up there at the TV station for a minute. And he's getting ready to turn, and he sees her leaving the television station. Mm-mm. And he accelerates as he's making the turn and hits loose gravel and bit it hard. He
Did
went down.
Did she see?
Yes, she said, are you okay? So he's making the turn. You know KIT Road off of 141. Mm-hmm. So he hits that gravel, and he tried to speed. You know how guys are. We're dumb. So we hit it like, I'm going to show off now. Yeah. But he hit the gravel, slid, and I just remember him face planting on the ground.
That's terrible.
And her going, are you okay?
And let me ask you something. Did you immediately lose your mind?
Oh, my gosh.
You were laughing the whole time.
Yes. Or there was a time, the first day we got our motorcycles, neither of us knew how to ride them, okay? And we took him over. He lived around Big Lots at the time. So you know, sometimes we question if we should let him drive the vehicles, much less a motorcycle. But he takes off and he's like, I got it. He wanted nobody to help.
Right, of course.
So he gives it too much gas and he starts going wobbly, you know, on a motorcycle, if you've ever seen somebody do that. And he's headed straight to Big Lots and he hits that curb that would break up the road right there.
Oh, no.
He flipped over the handlebars within the first 1 minute of him having a motorcycle.
Oh my gosh.
And then he pulls up at that church. You know where you do the Night to Shine?
Yeah.
The church center. Mm-hmm. So Booger, we ride down there. I'm waiting on him, right? He pulls up next to me and wants to stop so we can have a conversation. He forgot to put his feet down.
No.
So he's standing there and all of a sudden his motorcycle just leans over and falls. These stories are so dumb, they sound like they're made up.
Right.
But they're not.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about those memories. And then as I was showing Kai the motorcycle, guess what happened?
What?
I decided I wanted a motorcycle.
Really?
I did. Really bad.
And like, how's that going to fly with your wife?
I haven't brought it up.
Oh, well, it is 8 o'clock.
Would you let Joey get one?
At this point in our marriage, no. One day, yes, but because of money. I'm like, no, you're not going to spend money on that.
But let's say the payments were affordable.
Yes.
You'd let him get it.
Yeah.
I would love to have one. I was showing him, like, and then we put the seat and the windshield and we raised the handlebars. And
yeah.
I wanted one so bad. Like, I want one today. I might go get one. Where can I get
one? It's not going to happen.
Leslie made me sell it when we had Kai.
Mm-hmm. So what makes you think you're going to go get one today?
I don't know. Maybe she's fine if I get an accident.
Because your birthday is coming up, right?
Oh, it is.
It's next month.
Maybe that's what it is.
I'll try to say something to her and give her a hint.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you text her right now
and
say, I have an idea for Brandon's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And just suggest the motorcycle.
Then I'm going to get beat up. No.
No, just see what she says.
Mm-hmm.
Just see what she says. And we'll follow back up on that.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
All right. Get me a motorcycle for my birthday.
I'll try.
Is that a big ask?
Yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm kind of excited because I think I'm going to get a motorcycle. I saw, you know, my old pictures last night and decided I wanted another one. Even though my wife made me get rid of one 10 years ago, I think now is a good time.
I don't know why you think that it's going to happen now.
Well, I bet Brantley Gilbert has a motorcycle. Keith Urban probably has one.
I'm sure they do.
And, you know, you can ride around. It's just fun. And it's that time of year where you want a motorcycle. And
I agree.
Get out there, play my music.
Is this the song you'd probably be playing on your motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. I'd get my motor running and I'd head out on the highway. I'd be looking for adventure.
Whatever comes your way.
Here we go.
Head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
I can see the wind going through your hair. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't like the wind because it bugs.
Yeah,
I think I need a motorcycle. What did my wife say? She says she'd get me one for my birthday. My birthday is a month away.
I probably can't. I don't think I can read it on the air.
What do you mean? She didn't say I could get one?
Well, I mean, you know.
She liked it. She used to ride it with me.
Yeah, that was probably before Kai, though,
it was,
right?
Yeah, it was before Kai.
Yeah.
So she's saying no?
Well, she just...
Is she saying no, yes or no?
She didn't really say yes or no. I think you might need to call her. I think we should call.
No, because she said something probably horribly mean.
No, I think it could be a great moment in your life to
a
call
moment
her
in history.
Right now.
At least we know she's awake.
Brandon.
What? It's about time. Don't tell her I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell her. And if you know her, don't tell her. Tattletale.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Tattletale who?
I was just talking to Michael Steele.
Oh.
He'd come in here a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's tattling on somebody else.
Yeah.
So good morning.
Good morning.
You liked my motorcycle, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you like the small one or the big one?
The big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a VTX 1300.
Oh.
It was a big one.
Hmm.
I went off and got that one. So am I allowed to get one for my birthday since my birthday is like in less than a month? It's, you know, basically right out of month.
Leslie, he's talked about it all morning about, Kelly, I know what I want for my birthday, and I want you to help me with Leslie. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm the best person for that.
Well, who's going to buy this motorcycle?
Well, that's going to be...
That's what we're still working on.
Part of the issue.
Are we taking donations for this purchase?
It's a GoFundMe.
I will do endorsements for motorcycles.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Brandon Baxter for motorcycles.
For motorcycles. Doesn't matter which.
I had a Yamaha at one point.
What if you can only get, they would let you have a moped? Would that be the same thing?
I don't think I need the moped.
Like a scooter.
Kai has one of those, so you can just ride his.
That's a Razor scooter.
Oh.
It's different.
Can't you see Brandon on that with his little backpack?
I can.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I remember when I first got my first motorcycle, I think I was going to ride to work because I thought, man, it's cool if I ride my motorcycle to work. So I got a backpack that I could put on my back. And at that point, my wife made me wear a helmet.
Yeah, so you need to wear a helmet.
I was coming to work down, we lived off of Lawson, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm coming up Harrisburg Road with my motorcycle and my backpack. And my helmet. And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And there's a deer standing in the middle of the road.
Stop.
I never rode it to work again.
Because
I thought,
did.
What if? What it's if one of those suckers just came out there? And then our neighbor, Chris, was telling us at the time that there was like a sound that your motorcycle could emit that would make sure the deer didn't cross the road in front
of you. Or you could put one of those little whistle things on it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I still want one, though. So if anybody...
Well, we did have a lot of fun on our motorcycle.
We did. Yeah.
Until we started wearing helmets. That sounds awful, but it's true.
Okay, so before Kai, this is how dumb we were. And this is like, you know, Brandon Booger era. This is Brandon in cargo shorts, sleeveless shirt, maybe a do-rag. Probably not because I wanted to feel the wind on my scalp. And I would have on sandals.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh.
Short, tank top, flip-flops. Nothing.
Her mother thought we were insane.
Well, I bet when people would see you guys on the road, they were like talking about you.
But I thought I was the coolest guy in town at that point.
And I just prayed for my life every time I got on it.
We hit a bump over there. You know the railroad tracks by Seductions? You
well,
know those tracks.
What were y'all doing over there?
Well,
Kelly, you know those tracks.
I went a little bit too fast over those and almost lost my wife. And I think at that point, she changed her mind.
She almost bounced off.
Because we kind of bounced.
I was so scared. Yeah. But, well, I almost just died.
Well, so am I allowed to get one?
I don't really know.
Hi, I'm Brandon Baxter for motorcycles.
For motorcycles. For things with motors.
If you want a motorcycle, go to XYZ Motorcycles Shop.
You sound great. I mean, if I owned a motorcycle store, I would definitely hire you.
I think that's what I'm going to work on.
For a free motorcycle.
Let's see, if I can get a free motorcycle, can I have one?
Mm.
It's
you
free.
You can have one. You just can't drive it.
Okay, get out of here. Goodbye. We're done with you today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Kylie Jenner, who was named the world's youngest self-made billionaire. And some people freaked out and said, there's no way she's self-made. Her mother's famous. Her sisters are famous. Her dad is famous, you know,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She goes on to say that none of them put any money into her account. All of the money that she has been made by her own fame, and by her own hard work. So for those of you attacking Kylie Jenner for not being a self-made billionaire, shame on you.
There's a catchphrase that Cardi B uses all the time. It's O-K-U-U-R-R-R.
Right, and we can't say it. We tried all morning to say it.
We've been trying, but she tried to attempt to explain it, the meaning with Jimmy Fallon. Listen to this.
All right, I want you to try it again.
Okay.
Okay, here I go.
Okay.
I tried to, let me turn around, because okay. I think you make me nervous.
I'm still looking at you. Now I'm just looking at the back of your head.
All right. Okay.
Oh, that was so much better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not
Hang
better.
On, how do you do it? You put your tongue behind your teeth?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. I just totally stopped. That's harder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not doing
it's
it
not
as
working.
Good.
Okay.
So. All right. Well, anyway, she wants to get it trademarked because she wants to put it on apparel, merchandise, paper goods. So they've got a lawyer assigned to her case. So now we start the whole process. So keep practicing because it's probably going to be everywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's a kind of different day in the studio. Fridays are always a little bit different. And then sometimes Kelly's a little bit different on Fridays.
What do you mean?
Like today, she has dressed up like she's at the beach.
And it's sunshine. Blue eyes,
just saying, y'all.
This is my brand new one piece.
But, like, I think you've seen so many people on spring break that you think what you're wearing today is work approved, and I don't think so.
It's work approved.
No, you have a hat, and you have on...
I have a K-Fine hat on. My hair is down. I have on makeup. I have on jewelry. I have on a sweater and a tank top.
A tank top. But it's like a beach sweater.
It is not. And it's like a beach... It's a spring sweater.
It's like a beach cover-up.
No, it's
it
not.
Is. She
it's
believes
not.
That she's at the beach.
And she got me like you ain't never got me. I'm getting song, and I ain't slept in a week.
Well, whatever I have to do to feel like I'm on vacation, I'm going to do it, okay?
Tonight I'm going to paint this
town. Get your pina coladas.
So bring me two pina coladas. I want one for each day. Set the sail with Captain
Tell the truth.
Morgan.
When you go through your Instagram or Twitter or Facebook
I can
whatever.
I already know what you're going to ask me. The answer is yes, and
are you
I'm
jealous?
Mad. Yes.
There are so many people who are not in town who are at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Skiing in Colorado, beach.
So, and like some people go with their family, right? So as opposed to my mom taking me to the beach, she came to live with me for a while.
Happy vacation. And I've worked all week.
I know that. Yeah. We've all worked all week. Mm-hmm. And then we see these photos of people on the beach and the sun's going and it's 5 o'clock somewhere and it's 9:30 and they have a drink in their hand.
And we're here.
Ain't exactly fair, right? But enjoy spring break, everybody.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I just got a note from Kelly.
And what does the note say, Brandon?
Dear Brandon, when I was in school... Sparkling water made my clothes fall off.
Wow.
Hashtag no excuses. Love, Kelly.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Amy Miller joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. So she's a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the Coma Northeast Arkansas Race for the Cure, and it's cool to have somebody who, obviously, this is a very special event.
Yes.
And we thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get to that point, I want to see if you can roll your R's.
Okay.
So Cardi B is trying to trademark her catchphrase, which is...
Okay.
Okay.
Except no, like there's that. R's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even understand like
it
how you.
It sounds like you're choking.
Is that not what it's supposed to sound like?
No, it's supposed to be a lot smoother than that.
All right, Amy, can you try to roll your R's? You say occur.
Occur.
She can kind of do it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You have the beginning stages of it. Do it again.
Occur.
Yeah.
Say,
she does.
Say, we talked to somebody this morning who says arriba. Can you do that?
Arriba.
See, she's still better than us.
Burrito.
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 She's still better.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
So that's a skill. I didn't realize I was.
You passed the test, Amy. You passed the test.
Let's also put her through the Florida Man Challenge. You want to?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh.
So Florida Man, what's your birthday?
What's my March 14th?
Okay. So we're going to go. Oh, you just had a birthday. All right. Florida Man, March 14th goes into Google. We try to find the first headline that comes up. Okay. The first major headline. This says Florida Man hits pregnant girlfriend with bag of tortilla chips over baby's paternity.
Wow.
All right. Oh, so, Amy, the one thing you know about coming into this room is that you never know what's going to happen.
You're going to learn new things with us.
So, let's talk about the Coma Northeast Arkansas Race for the Cure, because we mentioned you as a survivor. This is something that's very personal for you.
Yes.
And it's a fight that you just recently, over the course of the last year,
yes,
have won.
Yep. It'll be a year, I believe it's April 23rd. It'll be a whole year. Well, that's for my chemo treatments. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I have so many dates that I'm like, I don't keep up with them. I try not to anymore.
But you're out to campaign to get people to participate, right?
Yes. Yes. It's really important for them to, especially this Race for the Cure, like sign up. They have to be signed up
right.
to participate in it. But I mean, it's the money. I mean, it comes back here to the Northeast. I mean, it helps benefit so many women.
Yeah.
We have the buses, the pink buses. I forgot.
The mammography buses?
Yes. Yeah. Those are awesome. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that don't have transportation.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about do you mind talking about your personal experience?
Mm-mm, not at all.
Okay. So when do you remember being diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in October of 2017.
Oh, wow. So they got to work fast.
Yes. I found it at the end of September, diagnosed and biopsied middle of October. The 23rd is when I was diagnosed. And I was told, don't worry, it's not a death sentence.
Right.
And I was like, okay.
Wow.
And of course I cried. But then it was like, okay, well, if it's not a death sentence, then let's go.
Yeah.
Well, and it's very treatable now, right?
Yes, it is. I was diagnosed after I had my surgery in November. I was told it wasn't what they thought, which there's a type of cancer. I forgot which one. It's one of the negative or one of the positives.
Right.
They said that's the kind that you want if you get one, get it.
If you get cancer, right.
And mine actually turned out to be the triple negative, which is more aggressive. And it's treatable only by kind of, sort of, with chemo. So there's no medicine I take, nothing that I can do afterwards. I just do the treatment and then hope for the best.
And here you are, though.
Yes.
Walking life as a survivor of breast cancer.
Yeah. And I will say that all cancer, I believe, is aggressive. Like, it's not aggressive, but, like, it all matters. Like, it's not just one more than the other.
Well, to me, it's one of the most scary, if not the scariest word in the English language. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go to their doctor and hear that diagnosis.
Do you
remember that moment?
Yeah, I feel like I had an out-of-body experience, to
be
honest.
And how old were you?
42.
Gotcha.
And so I was sitting there, and I can remember just looking down and thinking, like, this is me? Like, I'm being told this? And I was like, okay. And then after, it was like, okay, I got to come back in. I got to listen and see what I got to do.
So you go through the treatments and they come back to you and say, hey, it looks like we got it.
Yeah. Dr. Khalil, he was great. I mean, everybody there at St. Bernard's, they've been awesome. He just came in and he would tell me, you know, like, you're doing really well. I'd had side effects and this and that, but I didn't have any major setbacks. And I told him, I was like, okay, well, I cut out certain things of my diet.
Right.
And I also, a supporter of essential oils. That's just
right.
I like to do natural things, and I told him, and he was like, "Do whatever you want."
Right.
And I was like, "Okay." And so, here I am.
Awesome.
So a year, almost a year, after the fact that you were Named a Survivor. You got to go out to the race last year and walk as a survivor.
Yes, I did walk it. I was told your face is red. You need to settle down. You need to how about you stop? And I'm like, no, I can't. I got to finish because I'm the type of the person when I start something, I have to finish.
Right.
And so there was a time I will say during chemo, I thought like, I'm done. I don't want to do another one because I just.
Was it awful?
It was not pleasant. I will say it's not pleasant.
What was the worst part of it?
Not being able to eat or sleep. Those two made me very, very
cranky.
Right. And then I would snap and anxious. I will say I had my anxiety. I think I've got it pretty much under wraps now. But, yeah, especially when you go to eat something and everything, the taste. That's one thing.
Oh, does it taste different?
Oh, I couldn't eat.
Messes up your taste buds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can't. Like, even water, I had to be careful on water. Because certain times, like if I put lemon in it, it would taste funny, or lime, or if I tried to drink it straight, it just tasted. And I used glasses, not anything plastic, just because it just, the taste.
Wow. That's wild. Mm-hmm. So Amy Miller joins us, a survivor of breast cancer, here to talk about why it's important for all of us to help raise money for Komen and the Northeast Arkansas Race for the Cure, which is happening on April the 27th. It is a huge event. It's going to be at the stadium, Centennial Bank Stadium. We were lucky enough to be on stage last year presenting it. So excited about that. Of course, we didn't even get to go to the Survivor Breakfast. But I know that's a big deal. It starts at 7 o'clock.
Yes, it is. At the Survivor's Breakfast, you get to bring one. So I have four daughters, and so it's really hard because of the one that lives with me. She was able to go. So this year, I have one that she's in the military, so she's not here, so she can't. I was hoping she could get leave, but...
Can you imagine the emotion in that room with all of those? I can't.
It is. You boohoo. I can't remember some of the speeches because I was just crying. I mean, sitting with women and then just talking with them and then listening. And it's just the emotions are so high. It's like, I mean.
And
like,
the camaraderie and just knowing that you've been through the same thing.
Well, it's a common bond, and it's a bond that nobody really wants. But when you come together and you feel that, it's...
And that's one thing I had reached out to one of my friends, and I told her. We talked, and because she's going through it, and we were like, you know, she goes, you never want to be in a cancer group at all. She's like, but at the same time, it's the best one. She's like, I've met so many wonderful women, their families, and it's true. Because, like, you can... you're up at all times of the night, you know, and if you get online on one of these groups, it's like, hey, you're talking to somebody maybe over in Ireland, they're having a really bad day, and you try to encourage, and then they try to encourage, and it's just, it's awesome. It's amazing.
So again, the Race for the Cure happens April 27th in Jonesboro. It's actually a Northeast Arkansas Race for the Cure. Survivor Breakfast at 7, the parade, the Survivor Parade is at 8. The race and walk begins at 9 o'clock. If people want to get signed up, where's the easiest spot to get signed up?
If they go to komenarkansas.org and just register there.
All right.
That's the best. I mean, and if they want, they can come in. Well, I was trying to think of, because I work at Gearhead, so they could come in and ask me if they need any help. I mean, I'm willing to, anything I can point them in the right direction. But a lot of places, we have signs up and they can, I mean.
It is everywhere.
It's everywhere. Because the town is, it's pretty much going to be pink.
Yeah, like, we support it in a big way. Again, the Komen Northeast Arkansas Race for the Cure happens on April the 27th. Amy Miller joins us in the studio this morning. And we'll see you out there on race day.
Yes, I'll be out there. I'll actually be speaking.
Oh, wow. Cool. We'll be there to support you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Maren Morris was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Bravo, and she admitted that she was rejected before she was famous. She was rejected on The Voice and American Idol before getting her big break.
Wow.
And a caller on the show even asked her, how crazy is it that you were rejected by these shows, but both shows have contestants covering your songs trying to get on the show.
Yeah, that's wild.
And she said actually it was pretty surreal. But if you haven't listened to her new album, Girl, you need to go listen to it download it. We love it. One of the songs that we love a lot is one of the songs that she has with Brothers Osborne.
It's called All My Favorite People. Here's what it sounds like.
I don't know about them, but I know about us. It is what it is, and we love who we love. Not everybody gets what we're going through, but all my favorite people do. Yeah, all my favorite people do.
It's a good song right there. Maren Morris. Hey, speaking of good music, Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy, has been number one for like 4 weeks. And he's talking about how music and success hasn't really changed who he was. He loved music in college, and he feels like he's the same Luke Combs. And his way of thinking about it was, hey, just because you have a couple of hits on the radio, a number of number ones, doesn't mean you don't have to clean out the litter box.
Good for him.
He said what it has done is allowed him to have nicer boots, though. So that's kind of a funny thing there from Luke Combs. Also, speaking of music, there is another song that's been released from Brooks and Dunn and their reboot album. I'm all excited about this one. I think my favorite so far, the Luke Combs one is good, Brand New Man.
You like the Casey Musgraves one?
That one's good too, but I think my favorite, because I just listened to it the other night, is that I Believe with Kane Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. So we have a new one today. It's Brett Young and Brooks and Dunn. It's called Ain't Nothing About You, one of their biggest hits.
It's a perfect passion.
That's Brett Young.
And I can't get enough. The way she looks, the way she laughs, the way she loves with all she has. There ain't nothing about her that don't do something for me. Her kiss, her cry, the way she moves when she walks by. There ain't nothing about her.
You can check out the full song on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on. We appreciate you listening to us this week. If you've missed anything this week, you can check out the full show and a couple of after show podcasts as well. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast.
And all you have to do is search for Brandon Baxter in the Morning anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right. So, Kelly, anything exciting on TV this weekend? I know March Madness is crazy.
Yeah, we do have the rest of that today. Netflix is putting out The Dirt, and that's a movie about Motley Crue early years.
I just got a tweet about that from Shannon Sprinkle today saying that that would be something I would enjoy.
Yes. Saturday, there's the Kids' Choice Awards hosted by DJ Khaled. Sweet. And then on Sunday, we have Hollywood Week on American Idol and also The Walking Dead.
Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.